All right. Well, we're going to go back to the hotline right now because we've got Medina boys soccer coach Simon Spelling, we hope, joining us on the hotline. Coach Spelling, how are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you very much for letting me come on the air.
Well, thank you for joining us. Before we get going with the questions here, congratulations, Coach, on the state championship. That is absolutely fantastic.
Well, everyone at Medina is very happy. The boys are very excited, and it's been a crazy 3 or 4 days for them. They feel like they're playing in the Premier League right now. Everyone's coming up and saying congratulations to them. And it's going to take a while for them to come down from it. Cloud nine, I think.
No question about that. They've achieved rock star status, and good for them. They have most definitely earned it, as have you, Coach. So I want to get into this whole timeline because sometimes a crushing defeat can be a great learning experience, and I think you might agree. What do you think your team learned going all the way back over the course of the last year in last year's double overtime loss in the state title game, and how do you think that may have helped you out this past weekend?
Well, certainly, you've got to go back 2 years. We lost 2 years ago in sudden death overtime in the semifinal. That was a bitter disappointment. And the next year we come back and we go one step further and we go to a final and lose in sudden death overtime in the final the next year. And this is then the third year of attempt. We get through Ignatius again in overtime and we win it in overtime. And there's definitely a resilience that the boys have grown, a discipline and a focus. And I couldn't be more proud of them. They've done it all themselves. And certainly at Medina, we like to say we either win or we learn. We never lose. And so we've learned some great lessons over the course of the past 2 years that have resulted in us experiencing what we're experiencing now.
Brad Bourneville's article in the Medina Gazette certainly detailed a lot of that. And how do you think those losses kind of fueled you guys in the offseason? Because certainly getting there is a great experience, and playing in these close matches, that also gives you a great deal of experience, well, knowing how to handle some of these situations differently the next time they come around. But how do you think those losses fueled you guys this past offseason?
Well, you can divide any volleyball or football. You can divide the season up into three seasons: preseason, regular season, and postseason. Preseason and regular season don't mean very much. Reputations and legacies are made in the postseason. So we concentrate on that. We focus on that from the start of the season, that we're preparing for the real season at the end. And it's either a wedding or a funeral. When you get to the playoffs, you're crying out of joy or you're crying out of defeat. And we told ourselves that we've got to get another wedding, got to go to another wedding. And we went to 7 weddings in a row, and that was to the credit to the boys, and I couldn't be happier for them.
Coach, you talked about the last 3 seasons. You guys have been to the semifinals and beyond, playing games in overtime and double overtimes as well. Sometimes that can lead to a contentness. Obviously, it didn't for you guys. For your guys, I mean, continuing to push until they won the state championship this season. How do you do that as a coach, keep guys from being content with the success that they'd had before, or is that more of a player-type thing, a mentality from those guys?
Well, you just create an environment, and the players themselves do it. You can't kick a ball for them. You create an environment. On the first day of practice, we practice PKs, setting a tone that at some point, the real season, we're going to be deciding a game based upon PKs. Planted a seed that this is our expectation to be playing deep into the playoffs. But the credit must go to the players, seniors, juniors that we have that have experienced the defeat of the last 2 years. And they were the ones that kept focus and the discipline at practice, focus and discipline on game days, and they deserve everything that they're experiencing right now.
This weekend, the Medina boys soccer team captured the state title. Their head coach, Simon Spelling, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. By the way, I love that whole you either experience a wedding or a funeral analogy. I thought that was terrific, Coach. And along those same lines, you know, a lot of seniors from last year's team were there to see the game this weekend. I thought that was really cool. Also, what did that mean to you as the coach to have those guys who just missed out last year at this game?
This is a community program. We represent our community, and people have been grown up playing soccer in Medina for 10 years. And even though they aren't on the field, they still share in this title and this recognition. And those players perhaps that played last year and the year before, even more so. And they felt it. They were there, and we could hear them. And I must admit that over time, the crowd really did pick us up and took us over the finish line. And they were part of it, even though they weren't kicking a ball.
See, it's almost to go back and draw on your wedding and funeral analogy there. It was almost like they got to go to the wedding as a wedding date, right? Is that fair to say?
Well, always a bridesmaid, never a bride, but at least you got to wear look nice, and you got people to take pictures of you. So, yeah, they were a bridesmaid, but they can share in the success of the program because they helped build it.
Coach, you guys won the state championship on Saturday. How exciting was that day in general, especially for some of those younger guys who hadn't been there yet? But to go to Mob Free Stadium in Columbus, the first stadium in the United States that was built specifically for soccer, and then to be able to take that trophy at the end of the game, I'd imagine that's a great thrill all the way around.
Well, oh, very much so. And it's a goal of every high school player to play in a state championship, and you only dream of it. And we've done it the past 2 years. Unfortunately, last year it didn't pan out the way that we wanted, but to the credit of those players that were returning, a little bit of good fortune at times, because you always need a bit of good fortune, but the players put this mantle on their back, and they carried it up the mountain, and now we can look from on top of the mountain and look down in the valley, and for the first time, Medina can call themselves boys state champions.
Coach Spelling, take us through the season for you guys, the ups and the downs, and certainly there were lots more ups than there were downs along the way, but you guys had an 11-game winning streak along the way as well. Take us through some of the highlights of this entire season, which was just so magical for you guys.
Well, we're fortunate to start off every season with our arch rival, Copley, and to go into Copley on the first game of the season and to come out with a 2-1 win kind of set the tone for the program as a whole. That this is going to be a special season, that we had some special players and some special talent, and then we just kept on playing well and playing better. The regular season is always an opportunity to bring work on chemistry and to complement players with different personalities and different strengths. So we tried different lineups and tried different personnel, and we found that by the end of the season, what we felt was working for us, but. It was nice, always nice to lose a game in the regular season. Those games don't mean much. And I think sometimes that's a great experience for a team to suffer a bit of a defeat, get some humility, regroup, and refocus. And so fortunately, I should owe a debt of gratitude to Strongsville for giving us that defeat during the regular season.
That's interesting, because I've heard more and more coaches come forward and say that, you know, when you lose, you get that feeling that you're not superhuman and that you can't be beaten. And that humility, Coach, is certainly something I think that goes a long ways because, again, even when you lose, there are things that you can certainly learn from that whole process. Coach, if you can, describe this past weekend, not just the victory and everything that came after that. I think we've kind of touched on that a little bit already, but describe the whole process of the weekend, traveling down there, the fellowship and camaraderie that comes along with that, especially for your guys. Certainly that was familiar territory, but describe this whole weekend and the whole experience with the trip down to Columbus.
Well, you don't have a lot of time to prepare physically or tactically for these games. We played a late game on Wednesday night, so there's only 48 hours to prepare. But parents are getting excited. Parents want to know if there's anything that they can do. And we had a nice pregame meal for the whole of the three programs, the three teams. We had 60 players in the cafeteria on Saturday before we left, having a pregame meal. We drove down on a nice charter bus instead of a yellow school bus, which made increased the ante a little bit, made people know that this was kind of special. And the parents were there to cheer us on as we walked out of the building. And we got focused as we went down. And those hour and a half in a bus is always critical to help prepare the mind. And players were quiet, disciplined, and focused. And you could just tell that they were ready to play. And coming home, we had... had a police escort into town, and the boys were, if they weren't excited enough, it was nice to have a tour of Medina with 7 police cars giving you a police escort, and I think that's something that they'll remember as much as the game, to be honest.
Oh, without question. Again, sure. That goes back to how we started the conversation. Those guys most definitely have rock star status. There's no doubt about that. Coach, has it totally sunk in yet? You know, when the game's over, you're filled with so much emotion, you're enjoying the moment. Has it totally sunk in yet that you guys really kind of reached the pinnacle?
Yeah, I think it has. But, there's a coach that you have about 48 hours to enjoy it, and then you've got to turn in equipment. You've got to organize the banquet. There's a lot more after the end of this season, obviously, to have assemblies. We're having a school assembly on Friday, which the school is very gracious in putting on for us. And then we are performing in the candlelight parade in at Medina on Saturday. So there's still a lot of excitement, and I don't think it's going to sink in for the players for till after Thanksgiving. But that's great. I hope it lasts a lot longer than that for them.
How long do you give yourself as the coach a chance to really soak this in and really enjoy this before you get back to work again and start looking ahead to the 2019 season?
Well, we've got some player interviews to have before Christmas just to recap on the season, especially those players who are playing on JVA, and find out how their season went and give them some feedback. And then we are going to be starting a fitness program. We have a trainer from the University of Akron that is working on his degree and needs to work with a program for a year. So he's going to do some pre-testing in January of the players, and then we're going straight back at it the first week we come back after Christmas.
All right. Well, so at least you get a little bit more than a month to totally soak this in and really enjoy this. I'm sure the banquet's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. We were just down in Medina doing our show from Castle Noel a little over a week ago. When we were down there, we found out all about just how cool that candlelight walk is going to be. So for you guys to be a part of that, I'm sure the guys are absolutely thrilled. I'm sure that the assembly is going to be a lot of fun for you guys this weekend as well. So, Coach, soak all this in, really enjoy it, because I'm sure this is the kind of feeling that's really tough to capture and get again. But Coach Spelling, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us here, and again, congratulations on capturing that state championship.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been very much appreciated.
Thank you, Coach. Again, Coach Simon Spelling of the Medina boys soccer team. Again, they captured the state title this weekend. Really cool stuff.